It's O'Neill Outside. On News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls, from Black Powder Headquarters at the Bojangles Studio High on Sassafras Mountain. This is O'Neill Outside. Welcome to a brand new unused Saturday morning. I feel good. Yes, indeed. I feel good. I hope you do, too. We've got 2 hours of outdoors headed your way, and we hope you'll join us. Let me give you the telephone number, since you'd like to call. 404-872-0750 in the Atlanta area, and outside is 800-972-8255, and I'll remind you of those as we go along. Karen and Brian Green are in our Peachtree City office. WSB has Jason Byers. Woman Williams is here with me, and we're all set for 2 hours. You can listen to this program on at WSB, of course, AM 750 and 95.5 FM. On the SB, that's the sports broadcast, SB Nation Radio, nationwide into 126 affiliates across the country. You can listen, of course, on your iPad and your telephone, and on and on and on. And we hope you'll join us this morning. We do have a lot of things to cover. We're going to start talking about turkey hunting today. And we'll have an interview with a fellow by the name of John Hunter, who is a professional bass fisherman. We haven't had that sort of thing in for a while. We'll have Woman Williams and her words of wisdom, the radio prize package, a lot of things going on, and maybe we'll fill up 2 hours along with a few cups of coffee, if you will. So there you are. It's going to be a full house this morning, and maybe if you'll join us, we can talk about turkey hunting. I have a list of things to do and not to do when you're hunting those old thunder chickens. And that's just right around the corner. Next week, on the 17th, we will have our semi-annual visit from the Georgia Department of Natural Resources, and we will be talking turkey hunting. The where, the why, the all those rules, and indeed some of the violations that some of the hunters make. And there's a lot of things going on, and so we've got a full house this morning. This program is brought to you by Tough Shed, Horsetown, Hayes, Realtree, Fire Aid, Timbuktu, True Turn, Roadrunner, Crocodile Bay, Stripling's Works, and the Whitetail Institute. And I need to go to a break right now, and I'll be back. Well, okay, first caller this morning. We're going to get the radio prize package in a moment. But first of all, let's chat with David. He's a truck driver, and he wants to talk about fishing. What do you say, David?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Lovely. How about you guys? Where are you headed?
I'm headed back to the mill now, and going to try to get some fishing in this weekend.
Good.
So, first off, I'm an implant to the south. With that being said, I've always been pretty decent at bass fishing. I'm just wondering right now, what's something good species right now to go after?
Crappie.
This time of the year down here, crappie?
Crappie fishing, yeah. Crappie fishing has already started. Around the full moon in February, if we have any kind of warm temperatures at all, as the days lengthen, and we have had all those things. Now, I would tell you that even though I have not been on Jackson Lake lately, all the rain that we've had has probably muddied it up.
Uh-huh.
So the where you would like to locate your fish, and it should be crappie around the docks, would be the last creek in the lake closest to the dam.
Okay.
That is the creek that is least affected by the cold, muddy river water.
Okay.
That'll warm up the fastest, and so crappie's the way for you to go, light line, small baits, and you'll probably load the boat today.
Oh, great. That sounds really good. Hey, I really appreciate it.
Well, that's the thing about the outdoors, David. It's always the same. If this set of situation or set of circumstances was the same last year or the year before or the year before, my answer to you would be the same.
Okay.
It's always the same under the same condition. The fish don't have a choice. They're going to do the same thing. Good luck to you today, pal.
Thank you. You have a good morning now.
You bet. Stay in touch more often. Love to hear from you. Okay, it's time for the radio prize package. We've got a whole host of stuff to give away this morning. So we'll turn to Woman Williams with the rules and the prize list, and I will ask the question. How about that?
Okay. All right. You must be 18 years old or older to win the prize package. If you've won a prize package in the last year, please let someone else win this one. And this week you can win a Fire Aid fire suppressor, a $10 gift card to Bojangles, a Realtree hat and decal combo, a game and fish forecaster and moon phase guide, the latest edition of the Angler magazine and the Dude magazine, two cans of Fisher's Choice baits, two packages of Bug Band wipes, and a Bug Band wristband. And let's see, we have an extra on here this week. We have a $25 gift certificate to Bass Pro Shop.
It's a little gift card, $25 for Bass Pro.
Kind of like the Bojangles card, except it's $25. And this way, this week, our special to add on to that is a signed Conus hat. Now, I think it's probably signed by O'Neill. So if you don't want it, just give it to somebody
else. Or just sign somebody's name on it.
Yeah. But anyway, you're going to get that, too.
Nobody will notice.
And are we giving away the Thunder Chicken casting float again? We had four of them to give away, I believe. This would be number three.
Okay.
So we're going to do
We'll do a, do a Thunder Chicken.
Yeah. So you should get a Thunder Chicken casting float.
And that's
enough?
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, the questions we ask are questions that you would not know the answer to unless you listen to the show. It's not just sports trivia. And my question for you today is the following. Every week I mention to you about Karen Green, otherwise known as Houston, manning our studio in Peachtree City, Georgia. We have four cameras in the room here. And the person that runs those cameras and switches them back and forth is Karen's husband. What is his name? I tell you that every week. If you listen very sharply, you'll get it.
You already said it one time today.
Yes, I have already said it on purpose.
I know.
Yeah. So, okay, 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. Okay, it's the Thunder Chicken season is upon us. It'll be around here. I think there's a primitive weapon or youth season for the 24th and 25th of March. So it's time for you to things in your turkey season. The very first thing that I want you to do to prepare for the turkey hunting season is sight in your shotgun. Huh? I didn't know you had to sight in a shotgun. You most certainly do. You don't sight it in. What you do is you pattern it. Because let me tell you, poorly made shots in the turkey woods, as Tom Kelly would say, means there's just food for wildcats. You need to make the proper shot, and for the proper shot, you need to pattern your shotgun. That's the first thing you do. Then you read about turkeys. What do they do? How do they act? And then practice your skills. Well, let's put it this way. Practice being patient. Because I can tell you, in my judgment, the limited numbers of times I've been turkey hunting, and I've hunted for Miriams and Rios and the Eastern. I've hunted a bit, but I've learned more from my partners those days. I went hunting many times with the best turkey hunter I ever knew. His name was Roscoe Reams, and Roscoe's died a half a dozen years or so ago. And the very first thing he ever said was, patience kills turkeys. Patience. If there's nothing going on in the woods the morning, maybe you heard a fly down, maybe you heard a gobble, and you called and nothing happened, and then nothing. It's zero. It's gone. Zero. No noise. No fly downs. No cackle. Nothing. Don't get up and leave. Take a nap. I have taken more turkeys at 10:30 or 11 o'clock than at 7:30. After the gentleman has done his thing, so to speak, he's flown down, he's had lots of company, and he's not interested in you, but he may remember where you are. Take a nap. And use your watch, and be sure that you never call more than once every 10 minutes. It's 19 after the hour. The question was, and we do have a winner, everyone. The question was, Karen Green mans the studio in Peachtree City, Georgia. Her husband mans the cameras there. And so let's talk to Ron. And Ron is calling from, I can't see it.
Murrayville.
Morris. Yeah, well, good. I'm glad you made it. You made it, pal. Yeah, you bet. It's quite a prize package. We'll have to get it to you in a couple of weeks. But why don't you tell me Karen Green's husband, cameraman's name?
His name is Brian.
Brian Green, that is correct. How did you know that, Ron?
Well, just remembering what you had first said in the opening program, for some reason it stuck in my mind. And
there you go. It was worthwhile, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, it was.
It was worthwhile. Well, listen, I appreciate your participation in the program and listening to the show, and it worked out for you well today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You bet. Give us a little while. We got your number, your information and everything.
Yes, sir, you do.
Mighty fine. Have a great weekend, pal.
You too. Bye-bye.
You bet. There you go. That was worthwhile for Ron, wasn't it? I don't know how much all that stuff's worth, but Bass Pro Shop thing.
Yeah, that was that's
Bojangles. Neat.
So
it's okay.
We're happy to have them back.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, that's Bojangles and Bass Pro Shop. Good folks. Okay, almost 22 after the hour. Need to get out of here in a moment. Telephone numbers, if you'd like to join us on the program, are locally 404-872-0750, or outside the Atlanta calling area, it's 800-972-8255, 800-972-8255, SB Radio Nation, all across the country, and look out, we'll be back in a moment.
Don't just to be out on the water. Weatherman said hot and get
a couple of things this morning that I do not want to fail to mention to you.
Always.
At Horsetown, there are three Horsetown locations, one in Marietta, Snellville, and Locust Grove. And the Toyota dealer, Cherokee County Toyota, which is in Canton. C-A-N-T-O-N, Canton. It's really Canton, but that's a whole nother story. Go there. They have O'Neill outside signed fishing caps. And while they last, just walk into Horsetown, walk into Cherokee County Toyota, ask for a hat. They'll give you one. I want you to visit, and I want to get rid of some hats. Well, that's wrong. I had some really nice hats, and I tell everybody that those hats are worth about $6 each. They're not as expensive if you buy them in bulk. But when I signed it, they're worth $3. It's 26 after the hour, and let's see. Greg is calling from Demarest, one of my very, very favorite places. Greg is calling from Demarest, Georgia, on O'Neill outside. Good morning, Greg.
Hi. Good morning, O'Neill.
Good. What's going on?
Calling about Nancy Town Lake and Lake Russell, which are, as you probably know, close to where I live.
Yes.
And I'd like to know about crappie fishing. I'd like to know where's the best place in either of the lakes to go at this time.
Okay.
What lures to use and what's the best time of day?
Okay. The best time of day is before the sun gets high. But nevertheless, it doesn't affect it much. Your target for whether you're at Russell or whatever the lakes are, your target is two targets. Number one are the docks. The docks, especially if it's a covered dock, so that it makes a big shadow, okay? And the crappie get up underneath there. The second place they'll go is in the sheltered or the brushy coves. Now they're there because, see, the female crappie spews out or spits out the eggs, and they're tacky. They stick to the brush. And then the male comes by, and he lets the sperm out, and there you go. You've got a bedding process. And the time to do it is the full and then the new moon in August and into September. The full moon in March coming up pretty soon would be a target date for you. Now, what do you use? Under the docks, use light line, because the crappie bites so softly. You need to be able to feel that. A minnow under a float, under a dock. Now, see, you don't need a float. But around the shoreline, the coves with brush in them, that's where you need a float. And, you know, just get it out there. Have you ever seen on some of the shows on television people using what's called a spider rig?
Yes, I have.
A spider, see... What the spider rig accomplishes is, it's not like there's one lure or one bait fish in the water. There are 8 bait fish in the water, and they hear each one of them. So they listen. They hear that in the lateral line on the sides of their bodies. The beautiful thing about crappie is that even when they're spawning, that's when they get caught. Bass are different. The docks and the brushy coves, light line, minnows, maybe even a roadrunner. But the key is small. Small, small, small. I bet you've done it before, haven't you?
I have, yes.
Yeah. Well, is that about right? You think March's the time for you to catch all these crappie at Russell?
Well, I just moved down here in August, so this will be my first time.
Okay.
And I'm hoping so.
Now, the last thing to mention in that regard also is the same thing I told someone earlier, and that is we've had extraordinary amount of rain in February. All the major reservoirs are full with fresh, cold, muddy water. You fish the creek that's closest to the dam, because that is the creek that's least affected by all this cold, muddy water. And it'll make a difference. Now, it's not going to be that you're going to catch 200 instead of catching 2, but you might catch 30 instead of 20 or something of that nature. You follow?
Yes, I do.
Good deal.
That sounds great. Thank you very much.
You bet. Now, you have to call me back. Let me know of your success.
Okay, I will do that.
Mighty fine. Good luck to you, pal. Have a great weekend. And there you are. Now, here's our special guest this morning. We have a fellow that's in the area of Georgia, and he's here because he's a professional tournament angler, and his name is John Hunter. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Neil. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. I appreciate you getting up early to share some of your information. Why don't you, because I don't have it in front of me, why don't you introduce yourself to the audience? You're talking to about a million people right now. Proceed.
Absolutely. My name's John Hunter. I'm a FLW Tour Pro, sponsored by Texas Roadhouse. I'm 26 years old, and I've been fishing professionally now for about 3 years. Ever since I graduated college in, well, I guess this is my fourth year, ever since I graduated college in 2014, I came up through the college fishing ranks and went through the amateur series in 2015 and won FLW Co-Angler of the Year and qualified for the Elite Series. And spent
wonderful.
And spent 2016 and 2017 on the Bassmaster Elite Series, and spending this year, 2018, on the FLW Tour.
Well, you are exhibiting. I'm going to jump in here and tell everybody that you are exhibiting in that information that you gave us. That is my first piece of advice when I do seminars, and I'd like to get you to comment on it. When I do a seminar, people will ask me, what do you have to do to be a professional fisherman? And, John, my first response is – get an education.
Absolutely. I mean, you nailed it. It's so cool. I mean, this college fishing has really given kids a platform and a springboard to the professional ranks of fishing. I mean, used to be, you know, you'd have to go through the Redmans or the BFLs or whatever you have it, those amateur ranks. But right now, the college fishing's giving these kids a chance, an extra chance to learn. And not only that, a lot of these schools are funding the fishing and giving scholarships and grants. It really is just amazing. And you learn and you meet so many people and make so many connections. And like you said, you're getting an education at the same time because, you know, it's not everyone's going to be able to do it professionally. And, you know, I didn't know I was going to be able to. I always dreamed of it. But getting that education is definitely the most important thing.
Well, you know, you can't live on your tournament winnings, can you, John?
No, it's really tough. I mean, the sponsorship game is all the fishing, and getting that education is what enables you to be able to go and get those sponsors, to sell yourself, to put together the presentations, and it's all about telling your sponsor how you can help them and selling the impressions and how many eyeballs you're going to get on you every day you're out there trying to bring impressions to their brand. So you know,
John, really, this is a seminar. It's great. I'm glad to hear this. Wonderful. Because
yeah,
you can, if you're planning on living and supporting your family on tournament winnings, I can tell you it's guaranteed poverty.
You're 100% correct. I mean, it costs roughly, I mean, everybody's budget is different, but to fish the FLW Tour, it's going to cost $50,000 to $80,000 a year. It's pure cost. And if you were to make every check, you're going to make $70,000 to $80,000.
Right. So somebody else has to pay.
Exactly. So you break even if you have the best year you can think of.
Yep.
Unless you win one, you know, and you can't count on that, then you have $125,000 and more. But just $10,000 is what's a check. So you have to go get the sponsors. I mean, if you want to do it for a living, you have to have sponsors. And that's just, I mean, that's part of it. You can't live on tournament winnings, like you said.
Not at all. Who are your sponsors, John? I want to give you an opportunity to name them.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. It's Texas Roadhouse, Buffalo Construction, Afterburner, who's actually in Atlanta, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
Cash and Fishing Rods, Six Gill Reels, Six Sense Lure Company, Biwa Fishing Co., Falcon Boats, who's made in Columbia, South Carolina, fairly close, and mm-hmm. Suzuki Marine.
Tell me quickly, why are you in the area? You have a tournament close by?
Yeah, we just wrapped up a tournament. Actually, it's still going on Lake Lanier.
Okay.
I'm coming off a third place finish in the last tournament in Florida, which was a fun tournament, but this one I didn't perform very well. I just got behind the eight ball and never could keep up with the pattern. I figured some out in practice, but ended up having a bad tournament here.
I understand. Listen, I do appreciate you getting up so early after this tournament and chatting with us. It's very demonstrative to my audience, and those things I've been saying for a long, long time, and you demonstrated it. John, thank you immensely for getting up and talking with us this morning.
Oh, no, absolutely. I enjoyed it. If I can ever come on and talk again, I'd love to.
We'll make the arrangement. I got to go, pal. Good luck to you.
Thanks, sir.
You bet. See you soon. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. Kenneth, Don, everybody hold on. We'll be back.
Breaking news and traffic and weather every 6 minutes. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now, more of O'Neill Williams.
What a great interview that was with John Hunter. Wasn't it terrific? What a fabulous demonstration for someone who wants to be a professional fisherman. He used the proper sense of verbs. He spoke in complete sentences. I'm sure he represents himself very well to sponsors. And he made the point that if you're planning on living on winnings, it's guaranteed poverty. You enjoyed that, didn't you, honey?
Absolutely, I did.
It's no wonder he has good sponsors.
From the time he said the first sentence, I was, this is good.
That's exactly right. If you're a company and you want people to represent you, then you want somebody to represent you that bathes, that can communicate, that can speak, that can present himself in a way that magnifies your brand. It doesn't matter if you can catch fish. There are hundreds of thousands of people who can catch fish, but they can't complete a sentence. Is that too harsh?
Yeah, you were rocking there for a second.
Oh, I was. Well, yeah. Okay.
Well, it's just the fact that education is important.
Absolutely.
In everything that you do, and fishing and outdoor sports is no different.
That is absolutely. That's my first answer. Anytime somebody asks me, I want to be a professional fisherman, what should I do? And I say, stay in school. Get an education.
Right.
Absolutely. Because the Roland Martins of the world are rare. The Kevin Van Dams of the world are rare. But in those cases, too, they represent their sponsors first class.
That's true. And with the way the industry is changing today, mm-hmm. yeah, you're going to have a backup.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. I can confess to that. All right, hey, let's talk to Kenneth on O'Neill Outside this morning. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning, O'Neill.
Hey there, what do you say?
Good things. Thanks for the educational show. I listen to you just about every Saturday morning. I'm a former prize package winner.
Oh, lovely.
Heard you and Hank Yank talking last Saturday about the Thunder Chicken.
Yes.
I went online, watched the video, ordered two of them. They came Thursday afternoon after I got off work in 30-mile-an-hour winds. Didn't have access to a boat, so I just wanted to see what they'd do. Took them down to West Point, stood on the dock there at, up in Yellow Jacket Creek at one of the boat ramps, and caught about he was 14, over 14 inches long. He was probably 4 or 5 pound largemouth bass with a Thunder Chicken.
It casts perfectly, doesn't it?
Oh, in the wind, I
yes.
cannot believe. I mean, any other thing I try to throw in the wind like that is just, you can forget knowing where it's going. This thing in the wind, it casts where you want it to go. It goes where you cast it to.
It casts like a bullet, doesn't it?
It does, and it works.
Yes, it does.
The fish, just like Captain Mark Noble's video said, it attracts the fish.
It does indeed. It sounds like fish are feeding on the surface.
Yep. And it was because it only had like a 2.5-3 foot lead off the end of it. And they were up near the surface first. I went last Saturday, didn't have to work, and I went with my brother who has a boat, and we went crappie fishing, didn't catch no crappie, but ended up catching 18 largemouths and a couple of browns on minnows.
Good for you. Well, I'm glad. I really appreciate that. I want I don't make any money on it or anything.
I know you don't, but you educate us and put things out there for us to learn about, and then it's up to us to go and learn and acquire it and use it and see. And everything that I tell everybody that I talk to, like I said, I listen to you just about every Saturday morning. I've learned so much from you listening to your radio show in the last 20 years about fishing and outdoors and anywhere else, and I just appreciate everything y'all do.
You're welcome. You're awfully kind to take a opportunity to call and tell us those things and to tell us about the Thunder Chicken. If people will try it, it will work.
Yes, if tried, it will work.
You betcha. Thanks for calling, pal.
Looking forward to fishing a whole lot more with it. Y'all have a great day now.
Good for you. See you soon, pal. Stay in touch.
We'll do it.
You bet. Okay, mighty fine. All right, here's our old friend Don calling from
Ocean Isle, North Carolina.
You're the greatest. All right, buddy boy, what's going on with you? Talk to me.
First time I called you was in 1993 over here from the coast.
No kidding. Isn't that great?
I think being a professional successful professional fisherman is like being a successful farmer. You got to have a job in town.
that's right.
Well, we got all the rigs tied. We got all the lines changed. We been to Bass Pros, trade in the old rod and reel, mm-hmm. and for the old replacing any reels you need to replace. And we're ready now. We're in good shape. So all we need is some good weather and open up the regulations so you can keep and eat some of this stuff.
There you go. Well, it's about time.
It is that.
Well, you know, Don, it reminds me that when you talk about that you started calling in 1993, I have not completed it yet, and I'll tell everybody about it the next few weeks, but I am coming out with a book. It's going to be called The People and Places Along the Way, 65 Years in the Outdoors. And I'll have that book ready in about 30 to 60 days, and I will send you a copy.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, and I was one of the instigators that tried to get you to do that many years ago. And
yes, you have.
I am really glad to see that you're coming out, because the knowledge you have needs to be carried on for posterity.
I hope so, and I always appreciated your encouragement. And when I started writing it and compiling the book, in the last 3 or 4 weeks, I thought of you and Ocean Isle, North Carolina.
Ocean Isle, North Carolina.
That's fabulous. So
I love you and Great Gale, and I love the view you got from that back porch. I don't see why you ever leave there.
It's tough.
It is that.
It's really tough. Don, thank you for calling. Say hello to Ross for me, please.
We'll do it. Thank you much, Tony.
Mighty fine. I'll see you soon. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. Are you ready for words of wisdom, Woman Williams?
Well, certainly.
Okay. Well, let's get that kicked off. Jason is... Oh, Lord help. There he is. It's time for Words of Wisdom from Woman Williams, brought to you by Hayes.
Yeah.
Okay, Hayes. Yay!
Yeah, Hayes, okay. We didn't do Words of Wisdom last week, mm-hmm. but these are the winners of the yearly competition. Lexophile.
Okay.
Did we decide that's how you say that? That describes those who have a love for words.
Good.
So... got quite a few of them here, so you have to pay attention.
I'm paying attention.
When you get a bladder infection, you're in trouble.
Say that again?
When you get a bladder infection, you're in trouble. I didn't know I was going to have to explain this to you.
I know it.
Go back
sorry.
To school. Okay. I changed my iPod's name to Titanic. It's sinking now. SYNCING. You like that?
I love it. I love those.
England has no kidney bank, but it does have a Liverpool.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Hey, she's done it again. You have to see those.
Oh, you don't think they work good?
They work fine, but you really have to think about it.
That's what I told you.
Which is kind of tough at 4:49 in the morning.
Yeah, Jason, what do you think?
I thought they were funny.
Took a while to put that together.
Well, I had to get the buttons pressed so everybody could
hear. Okay, I got you.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Well done. Wonder Woman has done it again.
I mean, I'm not sure whether I should now or not.
Let's talk now to Milton, I think. Good morning. Who's this?
O'Neill.
Yes, sir.
It's Milton Crabapple.
Okay, Milton. Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Lovely, lovely. Where are you headed?
Well, I ain't headed nowhere yet except in the kitchen to get me another saucer full of coffee.
Okay. Are you going to go turkey hunting?
I'll be going, yes, sir.
Good.
Turkey hunting next weekend with old Hal Coleman.
Oh, I see.
He's taking me all the way out to Texas turkey hunting.
Oh, you're going to hunt those Rios, huh?
I reckon so. That's what he said.
Yeah, the Rio Grande. That's the prettiest of them all.
But anyhow, I'm hoping to get me. But what I really want to get is jackrabbit.
Oh, okay.
Well, they say them things are good to eat.
I'll bet they are.
They are.
I don't think I've ever had a jackrabbit before.
But anyhow, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you should.
Looking forward to turkey hunting. You know, you was talking about patience kills turkeys.
Yes.
Now, how many times have you proven that to be true when you was out turkey hunting?
Well, most of the time.
Most of the time, ain't it? I'll tell you, there ain't many sure things in turkey hunting.
Uh-huh.
But there's one sure thing.
Okay.
If you want to see a turkey, a gobbler up close,
uh-huh,
just stand up and pee.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He'll probably be close by.
From under you, if you do that, he'll be
close
right.
by. That's right. But I know that you are good at calling.
Well, I'm pretty good at calling.
Yes, you are.
Sometimes, you know, but you ain't got to be a real good caller.
I agree.
You just got to be able to find the right turkey. That's mm-hmm. the whole problem right there.
Well, some of them just can't be killed.
Well, that's true. They just can't.
They just can't be. I know 2 years ago, I had one that I was hunting, and I quit. I gave up on him. I turned him over to somebody else.
Yeah, well, that's what happens sometimes.
That's right, and I think he's still alive.
Then some knothead will go out there that ain't ever hunted before and sit down, and that turkey will walk right up on him.
And die.
Beats all I ever seen. Yeah.
That's right.
My crabapple ain't doing too good.
Oh, yeah? Why? I'm sorry to hear that.
She had to go to the emergency room a couple of days ago.
Really?
She got stung in the face by a bee.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you, her face is swelled up and black and blue. It beats all I ever seen.
Oh.
Of course, the bee sting weren't all that bad, but the only thing I could find to kill it with at the time was a shovel.
Okay.
But I got it, though.
You got it. All right. Well, I'm glad.
She'll be all right, I reckon.
Yeah, one of these days.
That's anyhow, you know, you was talking about them going crappie fishing, too. I want to mention something about that. You know, that's a fine-eating fish.
Oh, yes.
But a lot of folks don't realize now, when you cleaning them crappie at home after you get them home, and a lot of them, they're going to be full of eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, them eggs is better to eat than the fish is.
Really?
Yeah, sure. You just take them. There'll be two egg sacks in there, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you take them eggs out. Just roll when you're frying up them fish. Just roll them eggs out in some cornmeal too. Same way you do your fish, and throw them things in there and let them things fry up for about a minute or two. I'm telling you, that's some good. That's some fine eating right there.
Well, I'm going to try that.
Fine eating. Only one thing you don't want to do.
What's that?
It's just like chicken livers. You don't want to fry them when you're naked. No, sir.
Okay.
Those them things will burn you up. Yes, sir.
Okay.
They splatter grease all over the place.
Okay. I got to go.
Right when you first throw them in there.
Okay. I got built and I got to go.
Stop by the jail.
I will do that. We've got a couple of minutes left for the remaining part of the first hour. Let's talk to Wade. He's calling from Kentucky on O'Neill Outside. You're on the radio, Wade. Wade? Wade? Hey!
It's Wade.
Wade, talk to me.
I got to come to Georgia for about a week. Went up out of that little lake in Dahlonega, my buddy Billy's at. Couldn't throw a chartreuse jig in the water without catching crappie.
That's good. Hey, crappie time, any color bait's just fine as long as it's chartreuse.
Yeah, the lake was up about 4 foot.
Uh-huh.
It's just a 12-acre watershed lake up off Hurricane Creek, right there at the Etowah River.
Right.
And took my buddy Greg, and Greg's a little challenge when it comes to fishing.
Uh-huh.
Told him it wouldn't work, so I was having to paddle. He caught the first fish and the biggest fish.
That's good.
Last time I took him fishing, we went down to the river right below the dam.
Uh-huh.
We caught our limit, but he didn't catch but two. and he got revenge on me up on my crappy lake.
I believe he did.
Oh, they had a ball. They had another deal at Walmart, which, sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Got a little box of jigs with three different color heads and about 12 different colors. He was using a red-looking one, and I was using a green-looking one. I don't think it came to his feet throwing a bare hook out there.
There you go. Well, crappy, when they get started, man, you can take them in.
First, it was bouncing off the bottom. Then went straight across the little dock over there.
Uh-huh.
And straight across from where we keep the boat at. So when the water would sink about 2 foot, and you'd watch your line twitch. That's it.
That's all. Well, I wish I could. I'm going to get to go in the next couple of weeks, I hope. I could stand a cooler full. I really could.
Well, that's one of them. I kept about five, but you know what I'm doing with them. I'm putting them on a big hook trying to catch that big largemouth.
There you go. I understand.
They weren't much bigger than your hand, like I told Jason. You could have made a mess with them if you threw them in the floor and stomped them in the boat.
All right, wait up.
You know what they call it up under the water?
What?
Redneck caviar when you fly.
There you go. All right, I got to go, pal. You stay in touch, okay? There you go. I'm sorry I had to drop Wade there. I got to go right now. This is O'Neill. We'll be back for the second hour.
WSBB-FM Doraville, a Cox Media Group station. This is Atlanta's 24-hour news, weather, and...